Finally today, what do Lindsay Lohan and British politician Steve O'Connell have in common? They've both worn alcohol monitoring ankle bracelets. In 2010, Ms. Lohan was sentenced to wear one by a California judge as punishment for driving infractions, and Steve O'Connell wore his today in front of members of the press in London. O'Connell is a member of London's General Assembly, and he was introducing to his city a new American-inspired program. It allows judges to sentence people convicted of alcohol-related offenses to wear a sobriety ankle bracelet that senses and reports alcohol use. Binge drinking and alcohol-related crime is a huge and costly problem in the UK, and O'Connell wanted to show that the ankle bracelet works as a tool to combat that.
It's the first time in the UK this scheme has been introduced, and I was wearing it for a couple of days, just in essence to highlight the launch today. So as someone who likes his real ale, I've had a couple of pints over the last couple of days, so that when the tag was removed today in front of the press, it showed the result that if a guy who had had a sentence and had the tag and had broken, in essence, the curfew, what it would have actually looked like. Every half an hour, it measures your body to see if you've taken alcohol and registers that.
And it registers that through the sweat.
Yeah, basically, it measures it through the sweat that exudes from your body that has an alcohol content. It picks it up, registers it, notes it, and sends it off to the centre.
Your area of London that you represent is Croydon in South London. What kind of problems do you have there? It's going to be one of the beta test sites.
We're piloting it across four boroughs. There's 32 boroughs in London. And the reason we're using those four boroughs is, one, they've got the same judiciary. So the magistrates and the courts will be able to use this sanction in the same courthouses, in essence. And the four boroughs have all got really vibrant town centres, which sometimes comes with problems. So we thought those four boroughs would be an ideal place to start the pilot.
What's happening in London, it's not really about drinking and driving, is it?
In London, as in many cities, there is crime related to drink. And what we want is the ability to pass a punitive sentence, which in essence says you've got to stay sober. But if you breach that, you get hauled up in front of the court for a more severe sentence. And if this works, I think this would be a good thing for London.
Do you hope that this is going to curb public drunkenness, this ankle bracelet scheme?
Yeah, I hope it's going to curb criminal acts or violence that are linked to alcohol. I don't think at a sweep it will cure public drunkenness, but at the wrong end of it, i.e. the violent end, where people could actually commit acts of criminality, hopefully this will be something that will stop that.
So you wore this bracelet for 2 days. What does it feel like around your ankle? Because if it's measuring sweat, you can't have a sock on, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, during the day it's fine. You sort of kind of forget about it. But every 30 minutes it takes a measure of your sweat and potential alcohol. And it sort of buzzes and vibrates every 30 minutes. And we've got some pretty hot weather over here, unusually for us. And being a light sleeper, it sort of buzzes away in the night. So that's not over brilliant, but I knew for a fact I only had it 2 days, so it didn't really bother me.
Yeah, who knew what Lindsay Lohan was going through? Wow.
Yeah, who knows indeed. First time anyone said I had something in common with Lindsay Lohan, but there you are.
Steve O'Connell, thank you very much for your time.
You're very, very welcome. Insane the way the name growing, money keep flowing, hustlers moving silent, so I'm
tiptoeing, so keep blowing, I got it locked up like Lindsay Lohan. That's Cuban-American rapper Pitbull. Sorry, Lindsay Lohan, we're only the DJ. And that's all for us today from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening. And I might take you home with me if I could tonight. And baby, I'ma make you feel so good tonight. Cause we might not get tomorrow.